have your attention. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
TheMicroEffectLive.com.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
You have 1,200 messages.
It is a bit above average.
Your connection for information on hosts, advertising, promotion, sponsorships, and much more. www.TheMicroEffectLive.com.
I want the truth!
TheMicroEffectLive.com.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
www.TheMicroEffectLive.com.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Hoo-ha!
You are listening to The Micro Effect. Microbroadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.
Future holds? What does the Bible say about it? Stay tuned. But first, Irvin Baxter, you gotta tell me what's happening right now and what the latest breaking news is.
This story comes out of Syria. A Syrian-Israeli meeting fell through. What happened was a Turkish initiative to hold a meeting between Israeli and Syrian officials fell through after Damascus leaked to the press that Israel had agreed to relinquish all of the Golan Heights in exchange for peace. This came from the London-based Arabic daily Al-Hayat on Thursday. According to another report, the chances that such a meeting will be held in the near future are slim, due to the U.S. administration's stance on Damascus. The meeting, which was supposed to produce a joint Israeli-Syrian...
For the money you worked your whole life to accumulate will be gone. Suddenly, anybody who's investing in annuities or in CDs or in bonds of any sort, whether the government bonds or any other sorts of bonds, and certainly you have money on deposit in the bank, anything denominated in dollars is going to simply be systematically and progressively eroded and eventually destroyed. And so, but let's get back to silver, because silver is a fascinating thing, and certainly David knows a lot more about it than I do. David, thank you so very much for being with us, and why don't you bring us up to date on what's happening in the silver markets?
Well, Dr. Chen, first of all, thank you for having me on your program. It's an honor to be with you again. A lot's going on in the silver market behind the scenes. What's so interesting about silver is it's always kind of taken a back seat to the gold market, and I fully accept that. What is interesting, though, is from a monetary aspect, is what Nobel laureate Milton Friedman had to say several years ago at the Blanchard Gold Conference about 1993, and he said that the monetary metal of history is silver, not gold, and that's a direct quote. Silver has been used as money more places, more times, and more often as money than gold ever has. Gold in history certainly has been used as money. I won't dispute the point. In fact, I'll emphasize it. But normally it was for settlement, king to king, nation to nation, very large transactions. And normally it was done in a receipt format. Not always, but sometimes the physical gold was moved around. But the intraday commerce of the merchant class and the common people was hand-to-hand in most cases, and that was with silver coinage. So just something to bear in mind. I mean, history is what it is. That's an absolute fact, what I just outlined for you. But so many people these days don't even understand what money is. they've been brainwashed into thinking that it's some type of piece of paper or some account that they see either in their bank statement or their brokerage statement or both. So I just like to come back to the basics, because the most important fact I could tell any of our listeners right now is one fundamental truth about money, and that is that there has never been in all of recorded history a time when a currency has survived by fiat. In other words, when the government has made an edict saying that this piece of paper that is backed by absolutely nothing and you must use it in trade and commerce, not once in all of recorded history has that currency survived. They've all gone in the dustbin of history.
Well, and we're going to have to interrupt you right there, David, because we're going to a break, but I agree with everything you've said. And, of course, this fiat money system we have is about to go into the dustbin of history. Tragically, many people will be destroyed financially.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is David Morgan, and we're talking about silver. And David is simply pointing out that history shows that every fiat money system has always failed, and certainly our current leaders are not smart enough to defy the laws of history. So right now, of course, we find certainly inflation running rampant, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Everybody's on a fiat money system today, and of course, the whole monetary system is on the verge of collapse. So where do we really stand with silver, David? We've heard for so many years that there was a relative shortage of silver, and certainly even recently, there's been more talk about it's very, very difficult to get 100-ounce bars of silver, silver rounds, things like that, just are not readily available. And even the federal mint, the United States Mint, seems to be, to some extent, although there's a question of whether it's true or not, but to some extent, rationing access to silver eagles. What's really going on in the silver market? Are we being misled once again, or is there really a problem there?
Well, it's a two-part answer, Dr. Stan, but right now, in the last month and a half or so, it's an absolute fact that it's been very difficult to acquire retail silver, meaning silver eagles, as you outlined, silver bars, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, 5-ounce bars, 1-ounce rounds, any product that is normally used as an investment class of silver has been very difficult to get for several weeks. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, the demand has been very high, and secondly, there's not a lot of product available. Now, the subset to all of that is the industrial-grade bars, which are 1,000-ounce bars that are used to manufacture the products I just outlined. And in that case, as the best I can determine, there is not a shortage of silver at that level, and I want to use the word yet. So right now what we've had with the mint is they basically had such a demand on silver eagles that they were unable to fill it. In other words, they normally mint off about 10 million ounces of silver on an annual basis, and that's an average year production. However, there was such a demand recently that the mint basically could not keep up with the demand. So they put a halt on it. They ran out, basically, and they had to just stop producing for a while because they couldn't keep up with the demand. That has been somewhat resolved. I've gotten different stories on that. Some say that they have not caught up. I've heard others say that they'll be catching up soon. But again, I want to emphasize that this seems to be only in the retail side for the time being. As far as the larger question you asked, has there been, you know, a shortage of silver? Technically not a shortage, but we've drawn down the silver stockpile from 1990 to present day by about 1.6 billion ounces. What remains in silver bullion is roughly 500 million ounces. But I have to be fair, the last two silver studies that were put out by both CPM in New York, and by the Silver Institute itself have stated that the last 2 years we've actually produced enough silver by mining activity on a worldwide basis to meet the current demand. So the amount of silver coming out of the ground now is substantially greater than it's been in years past. In other words, the year 2007 inclusive produced over 20 million ounces more silver than the year before, and the year 2006 inclusive produced 24 million more ounces of silver than the year prior to that. So just in the last two complete years, 2006 and 2007, we've increased the silver amount produced by about 44 million ounces or so. Having said that, the argument that, you know, there's a certain amount of supply and that's the only thing driving the silver price is erroneous, because if we use that same logic, then gold would not be where it's at today. The reason that, you know, gold has actually got probably 40 years above ground supply available, while silver's probably got 10 months supply above ground available. So you cannot argue that just because there's a large above ground supply of something is invaluable. The reason that both these metals are valuable is because they're both monetary metals, and people instinctively or through study or both know that they hold and maintain their value, especially during economic times such as we're facing right now.
All right, fine. So then there is at least a potential for shortage, but as long as the mines keep operating, and I suppose that is what copper, zinc, and other things, and silver is a byproduct of the mining of other products, or are there really silver mines actually up there actually producing silver, in other words, primary silver mines?
You're very astute, Dr. Stan, and I know you know the answer. Basically, 75% of the silver that's mined comes as a result of byproduct mining, which is copper mining, zinc mining, and lead mining. Even gold produces 13% of the silver supply. Yes, there are primary silver producers, and a primary silver producer is defined as someone whose mine produces silver as their primary asset. In other words, it might be, we'll call it a zinc silver mine, but most of the revenue base is due to the silver that comes out of the mine, not the zinc, or a lead silver mine or something like that. But there are very few mines in the world whose primary asset is silver. In most cases, it's another base metal, and silver is a credit or a byproduct of that other primary mining activity.
Well, now, of course, at one time, Mexico was a large producer of silver. Are they still a large producer? We know at one time, the parliament down there wanted to go back to a silver coinage, and, of course, there was no way that the elitists were going to do that. So what about Mexico? Are their silver mines working?
Absolutely. Mexico has been blessed, you might say, with a very, very prolific silver belt, and it is the second largest producer of silver in the world. And coming back on what you alluded to on the reinstituting silver alongside the peso, that really hasn't died yet. I'm not sure it will happen, but certainly Hugo Sunes Price, who actually I spoke with today, in fact, the legislation has not been killed. In other words, the legislation that's approved by the majority in their Congress, the majority want this, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen because the banking system is very much opposed to having silver circulate alongside the peso. But basically the proposal is not to rid the paper money system, to leave everything in place as it is currently, just leave it totally alone, but to allow the people to have a choice to circulate silver coinage alongside the peso. And the way it's proposed is really, I think, very unique, but when you think about it, it makes total sense. The way that we go into a bank today, very few people ever quoted gold and silver in the United States. In other parts of the world, you actually will see the price of gold and silver posted on the marquee in the banking systems. But anyway, in Mexico, the proposal is if silver gets to a certain level in pesos, it can never go below that level in commerce. In other words, it's what basically we've been used to when silver was circulating in the United States. It had an amount of value that was stamped on it, and that value was maintained at that level, and it couldn't go below that level, regardless of what the free trade price of silver may be. It's the same idea here, but whether, again, or not it gets enacted or not, it remains to be seen. Certainly, it isn't a dead issue yet. Very few people know anything about it. I did put up three videos on my website, silver-investor.com. You're free to go there and look at them for free. It is Hugo Sunes Price himself. He does a three-part series talking about silver coinage in Mexico, and it's a fascinating subject.
Well, of course, the thing is that Mexico is such a corrupt nation. They're a ruling oligarchy that controls most of what goes on. I think there are about 10 billionaires. In fact, one of the richest men in the world is really said to live there in Mexico, and then they have their military, their police, of course, to keep the common people down. But, of course, you know, as long as you have a fiat money system, as long as you have central banks that can create money out of nothing, and, of course, they can use that to favor their friends, and, of course, if you know what's happening as far as the finances are concerned, you can make out like bandits, and if you don't know, why, you simply become an itinerant worker standing in front of a Home Depot looking for a job, and that's the way so the majority of the Mexican people are, those that are here in the States. And, of course, they're having more and more problems. This is the end result of a fiat money system, which, of course, really favors a two-tiered society, the very rich and the very, very poor. And I fear, not only in Mexico, but here in the United States, we're going to see more and more poor people. Well, now, what's the next step as far as silver is concerned? Certainly, there's no talk of returning to a gold or silver standard here in the United States, and yet, you know, what happens when the inflation becomes obvious and more people are seeing what's happening to the price of fuel, and certainly oil? I hit $126 a barrel today. I think it bounced a little off that, but, $126 a barrel is a lot of money, and there's no sign this is going to end. And inflation will not end as long as we have a fiat money system. What do you foresee happening in the not-too-distant future, David? Do you think they're going to be able to hold this thing together, or do you think eventually people are going to see the ravages of inflation and demand? We get back to some sort of a system where money has value and cannot simply be printed on paper with green ink, and we're told that it has value.
Well, that's a tough question, and I'd love to say with all my heart that we're going to get back on an honest money system. In fact, my mission statement really doesn't even have silver in it. It's to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest money system. That's my mission statement. But I believe that it will not happen. I want it to happen. I'm doing everything in my power to make it happen. But I think that by the time that most, that a few people wake up and understand what's really taking place, it may be as much as 1% of the population. We actually had a little bit of a clue of what takes place in 1979, 1980 at the last end of the precious metals markets. At that time, with Jimmy Carter at the, as the President of the United States, and what was going on with the Federal Reserve, and rampant inflation, officially forecast around 13%. And by the way, Dr. Stan, I think your number of 11 or 12% is extremely accurate. That's what John Williams' Shadow Statistics has forecast as the true inflation rate if you used energy and food like we should. Anyway, coming back on point, at that time about 1% of the population, or probably a little less, woke up to what was happening on the inflationary front and went to protect themselves by buying physical gold and physical silver. And then we had Paul Volcker that rushed to the rescue, put interest rates up around 20%, and crushed the gold and silver market. And basically brought some stability to the U.S. economy. I have to give him credit there. He did the best he could under a fiat system.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with David Morgan.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, market trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest this afternoon, David Morgan. And, of course, we're talking about silver and of course, how it's going to impact on our society. Now, of course, the price of silver, I think, has been kept artificially low for a long period of time. You remember back in 1980, it got up to about $50 an ounce, somewhere there in 1979 or 80. And traditionally, the relationship between gold and silver has been 16 to 1, but it's been a long time since it's been that. Got pretty close to that in 1980, but right now it's running, what, about 50, 55 to 1? Where is the gold and silver ratio? Do you have any idea, David?
Well, you're right. Again, that's about 52 to 1 right now.
About 52 to 1. So certainly you would expect the price of silver to go up. There seem to be so many new uses for silver, certainly in the nanotechnology. We hear that. Certainly they're talking about using silver in some of the in place of platinum and some of the catalytic converters in cars. What's really are there really all these new uses for silver coming along, or is this just a lot of hype?
No, there is. The nanotechnology field uses silver in many, many applications. Silver is used more in nanotechnology than any other one element. However, you got to remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about stuff at the molecular level. So we're not talking about a great quantity of silver. We're talking about widespread usage. There's a couple of areas that have been, I'll also use the word touted, I suppose, by the Silver Institute as big uses of silver that really haven't come to the fore. One of them was superconductivity. This is where you use a ceramic-based tube with a thin amount of silver that's wrapped around it, a very small amount of silver, but silver nonetheless. And this ceramic silver cable is used to transmit electrical current, large amounts of electrical current. We're talking from the main generator into the substation, that type of electrical current. And that was, at one time, the Silver Institute said it would be about a 50 million ounce demand on the silver market on an annual basis. That's a lot of silver. What's happened since that announcement of probably 5 years ago to present day is the technology has developed to the point where there's basically no silver needed in the ceramic cable at all, and superconductivity has not gotten thrown away. It is used, but it's used in large electric motors, primarily in large battleships and that type of thing. So the bottom line is this, rather than being that 50 million ounces of silver used on an annual basis, it's probably more like one-tenth that amount. It might be about 5 million ounces a year usage in superconductivity applications. So that's number one. The other one that's still being investigated by myself, and I did a lot of research here and I continue to do it, is what's called the RFID tag. It's the radio frequency identification device. And this is a, they're referred to as tags. This is a little, very small amount of silver that is used as an antenna, and it's usually used as a tracking device for warehouse and inventory control. And Walmart, being the largest retail outlet basically in the United States and taking over the world slowly but surely, has mandated that most of their inventory control requires that they use a RFID tag. And in fact, at one time it put out a mandate that they needed anyone that wasn't going to go to this system would be charged an additional $2 per pallet coming through the warehouse system. Well, that has now been questioned. In other words, it's become rather cumbersome to implement this system from the producer's point of view, not from Walmart's point of view, but from the people that ship their stuff into Walmart. And it does not appear to be as a rush a job as it was, say, a couple of years ago. The Silver Institute, again, has not given an exact number. I did some research on this, and based on the billions upon billions of products that go through the shelves of these retail stores, Walmart being just one of them, it appeared as if we could be talking anywhere from 10 to 30 million ounces of silver again on an annual basis. Well, now what we have learned is that, one, this whole program has been slowed down substantially. The amount of silver that's used per tag has been reduced. We may be talking somewhere in the order of 5 million ounces of silver a year, and that's certainly, you know, a pretty good amount. I mean, I'd like to have 5 million ounces of silver, you know, in my possession. But it's not probably as large a factor as it might have been or thought of a couple of years ago.
All right, what about photography? You know, one time, of course, silver was vital for photography, x-rays. That's all gone digital now. Is Sydney, we're not using anywhere near as much silver in photography?
That's correct. But it's a long story, and it's pretty easily explained. I've had a lot of practice explaining this. Silver's use in photography going back to, say, about 1995 was about 220 million ounces of silver on an annual basis. However, if you look at the amount of recycled silver back then, it was roughly the same amount, 220 million ounces of silver. And the reason for that is silver halide processing requires that all of the silver that's used come back out in the solution.
Hold that, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Shan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, Sydney, is David Morgan. Before we go on, David, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your organization and learn more about what you do?
Absolutely. It's an internet-based business, and it is silver-investor.com. That's silver-investor.com. And that's the best way to get there, obviously, is on the Internet. If you don't have Internet connection, there really isn't much I can do other than suggest you get to a friend's or the library. Public library has computers now. So if you're interested in the our work, get to our website, silver-investor.com. There's lots of information there that I've researched for the last 10 years that's on the website for free and for fun. And we also, for serious precious metals investors, we produce a paid-for subscription service that delves into the precious metals, primarily silver, but both gold, silver, platinum, palladium. We also look at some of the base metals from time to time. We focus on the economic conditions of the world, and we also look at some mining share or resource share opportunities as well.
All right. Well, Chris, now, have you heard anything at all about the use of silver in catalytic converters? Is that simply a lot of hype, or is there anything, any truth to that?
No, there's definitely some truth to that. That came out on the Reuters wire service about 7-8 days ago, and was also picked up by a few other wire services. Basically, right now, what we've determined is that the silver will be replacing platinum and palladium in diesel-based catalytic converters. So if you're running primarily diesel engines, like a farm equipment, that type of thing, they're going to be using silver instead of platinum and palladium. And the Reuters article estimated to be about 4.2 million ounces of silver on an annual basis. Again, I want to point out, in this case, silver will be recycled out of that, just like it is in the photography market. But if it moves over into the auto catalytic converter market, there's a substantial potential for an increased use in the amount of silver. So, you know, we've got our fingers crossed that it may or may not be used in the auto catalytic converter sphere. I think it may, but we have to, you know, remain, you know, observant and see whether or not that takes place.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question on silver, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So, David, the impression I get from what you say is that, I mean, certainly there's an adequate amount of silver out there for everyday use, and really the only thing then that would cause a sudden surge forward in the price of silver would be if more people were to begin collecting it, because, of course, there's only a certain limited amount, you say about a 10-month supply on hand, and, you know, if that were stressed simply by people beginning to pick up silver, putting it aside, believing it is something of intrinsic value, then, of course, we could see a run-up in price. Would that be a fair statement?
It is fair. It's extremely accurate, and I very, very much expect that to happen. I mean, I've done several studies in that area. I mean, all markets, it doesn't matter if it's gold, silver, the wheat market, an automobile, it doesn't matter. All markets move at the margin. And what that means is the last bidder that gets the object or the whatever is being bid upon. In other words, on a house, as an example, it's the person that bids the highest price that gets the house or the art object or the automobile. The point being is that silver is not a very thoughtful investment for most people. Most people do not know that they can invest in silver. And I've made a campaign recently in the last 2 months, and I'm going to continue this campaign to teach people that they can use their IRA accounts to invest in physical, real silver and gold. It's very easy to do. It's just a little bit of paperwork that has to be filled out, and you can get physical metal. And yes, when you retire and you want to take your metal out, you can actually get the coins themselves. So it's not a paper game. It's not a certificate program. It's physical gold and silver, and most Americans aren't aware that they can do this. So I'm devoting a website that's being built right now called MyRealIRA.com that will outline this. I've also written about 3 or 4 columns about using your IRA as a vehicle to get silver and gold into part of your investment portfolio for protection and capital appreciation. On top of that, I did a study on the amount of IRA money that is available to the average American, and it was a fascinating study. What I determined is that the net worth, and this is from government statistics, so, you know, I'm going to have to use those. I don't know if you believe me or don't believe me. I can back up where the statistics came from. The point is that the average 55 to 60-year-old supposedly has $180,000 in net worth. So what I did was I said, well, what if 10% of those people decided to put 10% of their holdings into gold and silver. And what I discovered was that it would be in the several billions of dollars worth of paper money, and there wouldn't be enough silver to fulfill that order at all. So it comes back to what you asked me, Dr. Stan. Simply, if there happened to be enough people that woke up to the fact of how the monetary system operates and decided they wanted to protect themselves using gold or silver, it would be very difficult for all those people to do so. In fact, one-tenth of the amount of money that's in an IRA right now would be substantially more than the market would be able to fulfill at current prices.
Well, now, how should people hold silver if they're going to hold it? Should they have it in the form of silver eagles? What about silver rounds? Or what about the silver dollars? What about 90% silver? What about bars? What about, you know, what form should people hold silver in if they wanted to hold silver?
Well, that's a great question. I get it quite often. In fact, I'm going to digress here slightly, but if you go to, again, to my website, silver-investor.com, in the upper left-hand corner, there is a free email list that you can get. Absolutely free, and I wrote the 10 Rules of Silver Investing quite some time ago for a very prestigious book out of the United Kingdom called Investment Rules. And I was asked as the silver expert to give the 10 most important rules about investing in silver, and we cover that question, but I don't mind repeating it here. I think that what I said in that rule was that you should get the most silver you can per dollar invested. So that would mean in most cases to either buy silver bags, or what's known as junk bags in the trade, and or silver rounds. You want to get basically the most silver that you can for the dollar invested. I have nothing to get silver eagles. I own them myself, but they're a high premium coin. So you're not getting as much silver per dollar as you would be if you were buying silver rounds or junk silver, old silver coinage. I have usually told people to establish a position in 90% bag silver first. Once that's established, then I think you can go ahead and collect bars, rounds, or eagles if that's your preference.
Well, of course, in the 90% silver, what is there, about 700 ounces of silver in a thousand coin bag, $1,000 worth of silver?
That's right. The quoted amount is 712 ounces of fine silver per $1,000 face value for quarters, halves, or dimes. And the dollar itself, if you had a bag of silver dollars, the old silver dollars, is actually a bit higher. It's about 770 ounces of fine silver.
All right. Well, now, of course, is there any advantage to having the silver dollars over the others? Is there much of a premium on those?
There's a huge premium on them, and I advocate most people to not do that. You're paying a very large premium for really nothing that has much advantage to it at all. I mean, they're bigger coins, and they're a little bit rarer, but they don't hold a big premium. I mean, when you sell them back to the dealer or use them in trade, you're not going to have a big advantage. So, no, I recommend halves, quarters, or dimes. If you're going to buy 90% silver, you should focus on anything but dollars.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Could you explain to our listeners what a silver round is? Most of them probably are not acquainted with these terms.
Certainly. A silver round is simply 1 ounce of fine silver. It's usually 999 fine. And it's simply a silver coin, but you usually don't use the word coin because coin usually designates that it's stamped by a government mint, whereas a silver round is stamped by a mint. It's just not a government mint. So this would be a private mint, such as the Northwest Territorial Mint near Seattle, Washington. It might be one out of Hawaii. Bernard von Nothaus from the LibertyDollar.org was the mint master in Hawaii for several years. There's a few private mints around. There's several in the United States. There's some in Canada. In most countries, there's a private minting facility, and these private mints make silver rounds and other applications. They do medallions, and they do privately minted gold coins and commemoratives and all kinds of things. So that's all it is. It's a silver coin, but it's minted privately rather than by a government.
And of course, it usually would be made out of a disc, and it would be what was 999 silver, something like that.
That's correct. Yeah, it's 999 fine silver, and it's usually stamped with the fineness of the coin in it. You know, it will say 0.999 fine, 1 troy ounce silver, and it's, you know, that's exactly what it is. And the premium is much lower in most cases than a government-minted coin. So a silver eagle and a silver round are identical in silver. The only difference is who minted the coin and what's stamped on the coin, but they're identical as far as how much silver you're receiving. So again, as I teach in the 10 Rules of Silver Investing, if you could get one of those coins for, let's say, $17 and the other one is $20 and they're the identical amount of silver, then obviously what I teach is you should pay the $17 and get the, you know, most silver you can per dollar invested.
Well, of course, you know, certainly at the present time, silver is, I think, about $16.50, somewhere in there. It's been ranging up somewhere between the low 16s and the high 16s here for some weeks now. It was actually up to about 21, as I remember, at $21 an ounce. But of course, I believe the price is actually being manipulated by the people who manipulate the price of gold and the price of commodities, and there are people who do manipulate so much of the market. Do you think that's an accurate appraisal, or do you think that there really is this law of supply and demand, and that's what sets the price?
No, I'm afraid that there is a lot of shenanigans that go on in the paper markets. The problem is that most of the settlement that is done in the commodities exchanges are done in paper. In other words, only about 2% of the amount of trades that are made in any commodity, be it oil, gold, wheat, corn, it doesn't matter, actually changes hands in the physical commodity. 98% of it is just pushing paper back and forth at each other. So you get these huge amounts of money moving back and forth and very little of the physical commodity changing hands. And that's the way it's been now for quite some time. Because that's an absolute fact, you have a lot of room for some what I'll call shenanigans to take place. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it really is, and there's not a whole lot that can be done about it. There's been basically a case that's been spearheaded by a gentleman named Ted Butler, and Ted was actually on the internet talking about silver before I was, and probably within a year or two probably before I actually got on the internet with my website extolling the virtues of owning silver as an investment and as capital appreciation in these economic times. And Ted has sent letter after letter after letter to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and many people that have read his work and mine, but particularly him, have joined forces and written letters to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and asked very basic questions like, how can four traders or less hold these huge short positions, and why doesn't this fly in the face of commodity law as far as manipulation of the price, because there's such a concentration of effort in so few hands. This is exactly what you extolled against in the Hunt Brothers situation. But you see, in the Hunt Brothers situation, they were long. They were buying silver. And, of course, that means that you might have to come up with the physical silver to supply the demand. Whereas when you're on the short side or you're selling silver that you don't own, you are let off the hook, so to speak, because the commodities exchange will allow you to pay for it in paper only. You wouldn't necessarily have to deliver the silver. Of course, that is something that very few people know about, but it is built into the rule book, so to speak. If you read a futures contract, they are allowed to do that. Now, that isn't exactly what it says in each case. I want to be very clear here. Normally, you're allowed to take delivery of the silver if you stand for delivery, but if the exchange determined that it was in the best interest of the exchange or the market, whatever that means, they could make it mandatory that you'd have to accept a paper settlement rather than a silver settlement. So this is very important to know, because it really gives the short sellers an advantage over someone that's buying silver off of the exchange.
Why? I have heard that there's a shortage of silver rounds and of 100-ounce bars. Is that really true? Is there a shortage? If I wanted to go right out now and buy silver rounds, would I be able to do that with no difficulty?
Well, it depends what you call no difficulty. I just had a fair amount of silver delivered here for our investors, and the normal amount that we purchase is no huge amount. It was a fairly good size order. And normally in an order of that size in the past, meaning up until the last several weeks, that type of order would take 2 weeks to get. It took 6 weeks to get. But when I placed the order, my dealer said to me straight out, and I expected him to say this because I checked with plenty of dealers, he said, you know, we're in short supply right now. We've got it, or we can get it, but it's going to take some time, and it's going to take about 4 weeks. Is that going to be an issue with you? And I said, no, I know you're a good dealer. I know that I'm going to get it and go ahead and place the order, and I did. But it didn't take 4 weeks. It took 6 weeks. And I checked with several of the wholesalers, and these are the people that actually supply the retail market. In other words, when you go to your coin shop in your local city or town, that's a retail outlet. There's really only about three wholesalers in the whole country that supply to all the retail dealers in the country. And these are the people that sell at a lower price to the retail outlet. And the retail guy makes his spread between what he buys from the wholesaler and what he sells it to you, the general public, at. One of these wholesalers has told me that he's getting concerned that the amount of silver that he's able to get from his various sources is starting to dry up. He's not, like, pulling his hair out. He can't get it. But he's concerned. He says the amount of flow of silver, coming into his hands is substantially less than it was, say, 6 months ago.
So what you're saying is we may be just on the edge of a big move in silver. In other words, a shortage of silver.
We could be, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to be hitting the panic button. Everyone knows I'm biased. I'm very pro-honest money. I'm very pro-silver and gold. I'm very against the dishonesty that's pervasive throughout our economic system and other areas that I don't go into because it's not my expertise. But I'm an honest money advocate and have been and will be till I take my last breath. So, yes, I'm biased. But trying to be as objective as I can and trying to keep my head on straight through all of this turmoil, I have determined that there are people at the wholesale end that are concerned about the amount of silver that's available right now. That's
well,
true.
I think we all should be concerned, and maybe, just maybe, this may be a great opportunity. Anyway, David, thank you so much. It's been great having you with us, and I'm going to try to get you on our other programs as well. Thanks for everything you do and keeping us abreast of what's happening. Our guest has been David Morgan. Bye-bye. God bless.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, are you ready? is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we want to thank David Morgan for being with us. And if you'd really like to understand what's going on financially, let me suggest my talk on Financial Tsunami. It's available on DVD or in video. And then, of course, there's the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get the syllabus if you can. You get it at a reduced price if you get the two of them together. And then, of course, my talk, pardon me, my pamphlet, two little pamphlets. One is called Financial Meltdown. It's a compilation of five of our newsletters. And then my talk on the history of money, which is a compilation of about five newsletters. You really need to understand the background of what's happening. And then, of course, if you have not yet read Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, it's the classic book as far as the monetary system. And we have that available. And, of course, if you specifically ask why, and you buy it through us, why, we'll give you a copy of one of my interviews with Ed Griffin. So, certainly, but you have to ask for it, and you have to mention we said you could have it free of charge if you order it directly through us, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Of course, hopefully you'll want to get Professor Sutton's book as well, Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and then the little book that we carry entitled The Fiat Money Inflation in France, because it's a classic. It was written over 100 years ago, but just as important today as it was then. And then, of course, we have two other books by Professor Sutton. One is called Gold for Investment. The other, I think, is Gold for Survival. But anyway, you could ask for Dr. Sutton's other two books. And then we hope that many of you will want to begin to explore the spiritual forces that are behind everything today, because the big problem we face is that most people do not understand that so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Why are these people of great wealth so intent upon the destruction of our economy? Why are they allowing inflation to run rampant? Don't they understand the impact of this on the savings, the life savings of so many of our elderly citizens? Do they really want to impoverish our people? And why are they actively encouraging the rising price of oil? There's plenty of oil up in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. There's plenty of oil off the north slope of Alaska. There's plenty of oil off our coast, both east coast and west coast. Why do we have shortages? Why is the price going up? Because, of course, they want to make a profit, the oil companies, but the other thing is they want to change our way of life. They want to lower our living standards and get us out of our cars and get us away from air transportation. And as a professor, I think it was in Australia, said recently, maybe you ought to be able to take one airline trip in a lifetime, but we've just got to cut back on what's happening with the airlines. And we've had four airlines go out of business within the last month, and the rest are really having real problems. Understand, there is another agenda out there. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. That's sustainable development, the road to world government, and you certainly want to get the syllabus that goes with that. You want to get my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and the syllabus that goes with that, because we want you to have the documents in hand. And then, of course, we have two other very important talks with syllabuses. One is called Forbidden Knowledge, and it's the secret that has been passed down, I should say the forbidden secret, And it's a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and the mystery religions. But today is being revealed to people. And why would Rhonda Burns and Oprah Winfrey and Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres and so many of the other people of a similar ilk be promoting this secret that's been concealed for so many years? Well, you certainly want to get our material. The Forbidden Secret with the syllabus. My talk on the planned police state, because that gets into the same subject at the end. Why America is changing. And that, of course, comes with the syllabus. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our program 9 hours a day. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know...